Do you actually see a couple of bright spots on the horizon in the Arkansas economy? Tell me what you see positive happening.
Well, one of the advantages of having an annual forecast conference like this is that it gives me an opportunity to look at the big picture, look at the broad array of economic data that are out there. And once I had put the story together, it looks like Arkansas is more than just poised to emerge from this recession with the rest of the U.S. economy, but we seem to be leading the way and so far improving a little bit better than the national economy.
Well, where are we leading? Where do you see us being more on the cutting edge of the recovery?
Well, for one thing, we've had a lower unemployment rate than the rest of the country. It's been a full 2 percentage points lower than the United States average for some time now, and we really expect that to continue. Another thing that's very important looking forward for the health of our economy is that mortgage default rates and foreclosures are much lower here in Arkansas than they are in other parts of the country. And that's going to be a drag on economic growth in areas where those numbers are really high.
All right, you mentioned jobs, certainly an area where we'd like to see more job creation. You did put some forecast numbers to what you thought might happen by the middle of 2012. What do you see happening on the jobs front?
Well, it's appearing more and more evident that this is yet another jobless recovery, like the two previous recessions we had. And so we're really anticipating that job growth is going to be relatively slow over the next couple of years. Here in Arkansas, as I said, the unemployment rate is likely to remain far below the U.S. average, but still, it's going to take until the end of 2012, really, to see it come down to a level of about 6%. And then we'd still like to see it drop some further level from there.
And with that job insecurity that we're looking at and the prognostication that it may be another year and a half before we see some dramatic improvement from where we are now, how does that impact consumer spending? How does that impact other areas of economic activity?
Well, job growth is definitely an important factor in getting the economy really back up and running at full strength. Nevertheless, over the past several months, we've seen pretty strong growth in areas like personal income and taxable sales. So it's not holding the economy back completely. But we would like to see those job numbers improve in order to really get a broader based expansion.
Well, there's certainly some talk around the state capitol of potential changes, potential tax reform. Obviously, that debate's going to occur in the next legislative session. Without taking a position one way or the other, kind of tell me what you think could change in terms of tax policy that would be beneficial to Arkansas.
Well, first of all, just let me say that the revenue outlook is looking a lot better recent months than it has been for some time. We've seen increases in income tax revenues and sales tax receipts. So that gives the state government a little bit of flexibility in planning ahead, but still not a lot of room for greatly expanding expenditures over taxation. Now, that said, I think it's always a healthy idea to reconsider the tax structure and look for opportunities to make improvements, and I understand that's probably going to be a big focus of the upcoming legislative session.
And in your forecast, you mentioned that you saw about 50,000 lost jobs over the past 2 years being replenished over the next year and a half. What else would you like to see happen to further stoke Arkansas's economic recovery?
Well, one thing to consider is that the vast majority of jobs that are created in our economy are created by small businesses, not necessarily going to be the big corporations that are moving into the state, adding hundreds of jobs. But it's going to be the one or two jobs here and there on the local level. So anything we can do to improve the general business climate, particularly for small entrepreneurs, I think would be beneficial for the economy's growth potential.
And that was Dr. Michael Paco, economist with UALR's Institute for Economic Advancement. And there were other aspects of the